Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me in your glory. I never want to leave your glory. Healing in your glory. Never wanna leave your side. Can y'all help me say?
Keep me in your glory. Never wanna leave your glory.
There's healing,
healing in
your glory.
Your glory.
I never wanna leave. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands all over the sanctuary. Come on and lift your hands all over the sanctuary. Come on and open up your mouth and begin to bless. Come on and open up your mouth and begin to bless. Come on and bless his name. 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 Bless his name.
Well, we thank you for tuning in to another broadcast with Kingdom Builders International. We're here alive and ready to be a blessing to all of our listeners. We're going to play a few songs tonight, and we pray that you're blessed with worship. You know, worship. For the Lord says he inhabits our praises. When we begin to praise God, we get his attention. When we begin to thank him for the little things, for the small things, for the things that we just take for granted. For the Lord said that he would inhabit our praises. So let us praise God tonight. We're going to just ask him to be Lord of our life. You know, sometimes we can make things, we can make people Lord of our life. But tonight we're going to ask God to be Lord of our life.
Be mine.
Eternal, glory to God. Have you ever just said, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord, have your way in my life. Yes, Lord, have your way. Not my way, but your way. Have you just surrendered all unto the Lord? For he is very faithful to us. And when we look around and we think about all the things that he has done, my soul says yes. It was not in my might, but it was in his power that I have been able to endure the things of God. He blessed us with life, health, and strength. He woke us up this morning where we can look and see another day. Oh, yes, he looked beyond our faults, and he saw our needs. That's the kind of God that we serve. So I want to encourage you tonight in the Lord. And when we begin to tell him thank you, when we begin to tell him yes, things start happening around us. We begin to see life change. Those around us change. When we begin to say, Lord, forgive me, for I fall short of the glory of God, I'll tell you, there will be an anointing that come upon you because we have surrendered unto him. And all of this can come through praise and worship. When we begin to praise him, it doesn't matter about who's looking and who's around and who can hear. But you're talking and you're worshiping God, the mighty creator. I'm going to play another song for you. There is an anointing in the sanctuary.
Anointing in the sanctuary, there is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried.
And just knowing that God is here, he's everywhere that we are. He neither sleep nor slumber. So because God is with us, we can choose to be victorious over every situation. It doesn't matter what it look like. It doesn't matter what it feel like. But it's a matter of trusting God. The Word of God says, according to thy faith, be it unto you. So where is your faith? If you have faith in the Word of God, you look strange to the world. You seem strange to the world. Because this faith thing is not seen, but it's believed. According to your faith, be it unto you. There is an anointing in the sanctuary of your heart. So when we begin to worship God and praise him, we praise him in our hearts. And when we worship and praise him, our hearts become clean and pure. Some things that may have bothered us, we begin to release them. Some unforgiveness, we begin to let it go. Just keep praising God and keep worshiping God in the midst of situations. And then you'll begin to see the more you worship God in the situation, God will work through the situation. And we can tell him that we love him in the midst of the pain, in the midst of going through. Because I'll tell you, if we don't let our faith fail us, we will become victorious in everything that we do. We can just tell him, I love you, Lord. Because I know that you sit high, and I know that you look low. Thank you. We can just begin to tell him thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, how you have kept me, how you have never left me, how you have made a way out of no way when I did not know how things were going to come out. He made a way. He either sent someone, he opened up a door, a window, he opened up and made provision. Just tell the Lord you love him, for he's faithful. Well, as I'm standing in tonight for Apostle Martin, we want to keep the man of God lifted up in prayer. But I do want to give you a couple scriptures just to carry with you on tonight. Father, I thank you for who you are. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would bless the word and the ear gates of those that hear what you have to say tonight. Thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles, and I know you have your Bible. I know you have a Bible or maybe many Bibles. Well, just grab one of them and turn to Isaiah. We're just going to turn to Isaiah. Let's turn to verse 32. And I won't be with you long. Just want to give you something to be encouraged with tonight. Isaiah 32, we're going to turn to verse 17 and 18. That's chapter 32, verses 17 and 18. And I want you to listen to this. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peace above habitation, and in sure dwelling, and in quiet resting place. For truly the word of God is blessed. We're going to ask you to take the word of God and let it marinate in your heart. For the work of righteousness shall be peace. For the work of righteousness shall be peace. Listen to that. When the righteousness work produces peace, God don't want us all confused, upset, stressed. He wants us to be at peace with what we do. The Word of God says it right here. So we're going to give you that scripture just to marinate in your heart, those two scriptures. And just take it and be blessed with it. For God is so very faithful to us. And the Word of God is a light unto our path. So that means that we must study the Word of God so that we can be directed. He said the Holy Spirit would lead, guide, and direct. Glory to God. Well, let's listen to another song of worship and praise. Jesus.
I'm so glad you died for me. I'm so
just as much, yeah. mention what he's done. When I think of his goodness and what he's done.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world for the kingdom of this world. I become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can't you hear?
Can you hear the sound? It's a warrior sound. Let me hear you say,
come on.